You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here alongside my co-host and producer, Scott Eckersley, joined now on the phone by Lansing State Journal's Joe Rexrow. Joe, how's it going, man?
Good, Dave. Scott, good to talk to you guys. Excited for what should be a heck of a game today.
Well, let's talk about that game for a second. You know, we were discussing in the last segment, it's Michigan State's been a little Jekyll and Hyde. Which side of the Michigan State do you think we'll see today?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, as Jekyll and Hyde as I've seen the team. I mean, I think in just about any area you can control, I think Michigan State will be good. I think they're going to check, they're going to rebound, they're going to be very physical and intense, and I think they're going to be focused to the point where they're going to take care of the ball, and I think it's going to be good Michigan State. The only thing you don't know is, are they going to make shots?
Is Michigan State worse than Michigan this year? Like, is Michigan a better basketball team and we just don't realize it?
Well, I think right now Michigan is playing better basketball than Michigan State. I think Michigan State, even with the personnel losses and all that, I think Michigan State still has a better roster top to bottom. But when you're talking about a guy like Darius Morris and then a freshman emerging like Tim Hardaway and then Jordan Morgan, they have a heck of a three-man nucleus. And, you know, Michigan State right now has, you know, two guys that they can count on every game, and that's if Draymond Green is healthy, and that's Lucas and Green. And they're supposed to have a three-man nucleus. And, of course, Darrell Summers, well, I mean, you know, we don't need to.
Who? Who are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I mean, and that's the difference right now.
You mentioned Draymond Green, and if he's healthy, where does he stand right now?
Well, I don't expect him to be 100% today. I mean, you know, it didn't look like a terrible twist on Wednesday night, but he certainly was limping heavily at practice Thursday. And he had his iced up. He didn't participate. You know, I mean, he'll go and he'll go hard, but I have to think it's going to affect him a little bit. And Michigan State really needs him to really be dominant in this game to pull out a win.
Joe Rexrow, Lansing State Journal, joining us. Joe, we talked about Kalen Lucas a little bit. I think he's been absolutely fantastic over the last month and a half or so. Is this the best you've ever seen Kalen Lucas play, or do you think there were times before the injury that he was better than he is now?
Well, I mean, I think this is pretty close to the best. You know, I mean, most of his sophomore year, he was, I thought he was phenomenal, and that's why he won Big Ten Player of the Year. He wasn't quite as strong then. He wasn't as big then. I think he may have been a bit quicker then. You know, and then I think last year he had a great year, but of course he was kind of up and down, had some notable, really poor performances in big games. I think last year he got into his head a little bit, the NBA stuff. And, you know, for whatever reason this year, he's been able to kind of put that away and just, you know, go full bore as this Achilles has healed. And, I mean, you know, I thought the other night, the fact that he got the 6 assists too was, you know, was important, because even though they need him to be the primary scorer now, I mean, really they use him as a 2 a lot because they have to, but he's still, when he can create for others, then, you know, they need that too, and they need it all from him. And I thought he kind of has been leaning heavily towards scoring lately and less toward playmaking. I thought the other night he made some plays for others.
Joe, I reach out to you to come on the show because, one, you're the go-to guy for Michigan State inside knowledge, and two, you had a story about retiring Kalen Lucas's jersey. Now, he's not necessarily the first thought for everybody. Why do you think that is?
Well, I honestly think that, you know, I mean, look, I think fans very much base their judgments on personality. I mean, I look at Brian Hoyer, okay? Brian Hoyer was a good quarterback here for 2 years. He wasn't great. He wasn't phenomenal, but he was pretty good, and he was really good at times, especially as a senior. But I think that coming off Drew Stanton and then going to him, he just didn't have that, you know, rally the troops kind of personality like Kirk Cousins has, for example. And I think that is part of the reason so many fans, I mean, I'm amazed at the way he is perceived by some fans, or was perceived, Brian Hoyer. And with Kalen Lucas, I think, you know, let's face it, he's not a fiery leader guy. I think he is a warrior out there, and he's intense, and he obviously has made a lot of clutch plays, but he's not that guy like a Mateen Cleaves. And Tom Izzo has made that clear for 4 years, on and off, that he's looking for more leadership from Lucas. And I seriously think that's the only way you could even think to discount him, you know, because you look at everything he's done. If you're talking about a guy who's going to be in the top 5 in scoring, number 1 in free throws, took you all the way to the title game, and I mean he was huge in that run. And two Big Ten championships, and I mean he's been a star for 4 years. And if you compare him to the other guys who are hanging up there, you know, a handful of them you could put ahead of him, but there are a few up there he absolutely blows away in my mind.
Does it hurt him that arguably his top season was his sophomore year?
I don't see why that matters. I mean, so is Magic Johnson's. they got to the NCAA title game that year. He's Big Ten Player of the Year. I mean, you know, of course, last year they got to the Final Four, and of course he missed a lot of that, but they don't even get to the second round without what he did in the first round, you know, in a close game against New Mexico State. And again, I think he's playing some of his best ball now. I mean, you can blame him for this team's problems, but I don't think that's fair. I mean, you know, this team's problems are most of them are not, you know, something, you know, he could do something about. So, I think over time it's going to happen. I think Tom Izzo is going to feel that it should happen in a few years. Well, let's face it, this decision isn't going to be made for, you know, probably 8-10 years anyway. I mean, that's Mateen Cleaves was 7 years, Morris Pearson was 9 years. So it's going to take some time. But I think over time people are going to look back at Ken Lucas's career and say, oh, yeah, he was one of the best ever.
You know, and I just think it's a great – I really like the article when I read it. We're talking to Joe Rexler of the Lansing State Journal talking about right now about his thoughts about Kalen Lucas's jersey being retired. And I just think it's a very interesting debate, and we wanted to get your opinion on it because you're the one that wrote it. And I thought maybe you'd like to defend yourself in case you had any criticizers out there.
I've had some detractors. You know, I've had both. I've had a lot of both. I've had some people say, thank you, and some people say, what are you talking about, you moron? You know, I mean So it's fun.
Let me ask you something real quick then before we get back to this Michigan-Michigan State game. And let's talk about the media and how they can spin a perception of a player, whether they mean to or not. If some moron like me comes on the air and says that they think Kalen Lucas is dogging it, how much of that do you think affects people's perception compared to what they may just develop themselves by watching him?
I mean, I guess that I'm sure it all feeds into it, but there's so much information out there now. I mean, every word Tom Izzo says you can find online. You can get the, you know, you can get the podcast or whatever of all. I mean, you know, and every game's televised. So I think actually people are less dependent on us to tell them about a guy than they would have been years ago. So, but yeah, I mean, I think you're right that sometimes people who write opinions can form them. And you know, it's not like Lucas has ever been thought of as, you know, a subpar player or a cancer in the locker room. But let's face it, chemistry, leadership, that has been a four-year topic with this program since those guys were freshmen. And I do think right away, I mean, Lucas and Neitzel didn't have great chemistry. If you remember, they rarely had a good game at the same time. They finally both did against Pittsburgh, probably the best game that team played. So I think it does build over time that people think, oh, you know, people talk about selfishness a little bit and things like that and, you know, lack of leadership. But, you know, again, I get all that. And I do understand Tom Izzo's frustration at times when, you know, when you want a kid to just grab everyone by the throat and say, let's go. But some people, it's just not their personality. And that's Kalen Lucas. But when you look at his production and his performance, to me, it's a no-brainer.
We're talking to Joe Rexroad from the Lansing State Journal here on the Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS. Joe, I want to get into today's game. Is this simply a win and you're in the NCAA tournament?
I think so. I think, and some people would say, you know, they're in regardless. You go 9-9 in the top league with the strength of schedule they have, you're fine. I don't know if I buy that because then you still go to the Big Ten tournament. I think if they lost today and the season was over and we go right to Selection Sunday, they still get in. But if they lose today, unless Indiana somehow wins at Illinois, that means they're going to be in the first day of the Big Ten tournament. It means they're going to play either Iowa or Indiana. And so that's a game now you cannot lose because then you're 9-10 in the Big Ten and you had a bad loss at the end there. And I think you could still miss it at that point. But I think if Michigan State wins today, I think it doesn't matter what happens in Indiana. It also means they're going to play in the 4-5 game, you know, probably against Illinois. And, you know, I don't think a loss there knocks them out at all. I think they're done if they win today.
What about if Michigan wins this game today? Do they get in with this win, or do you think they still have work to do?
Yeah, you got to think they'd be awfully close to done, too. I mean, a sweep of Michigan State, the way they've been playing that puts them at 8-3 in their last 11. I mean, look, if you look closely at Michigan, my goodness, it was a Wisconsin bank shot straight on from Gosser to beat them, you know, and that would be, they'd be done anyway. So you got those comeback road wins, Iowa, Minnesota. I mean, road wins are always worthwhile and worthy. I think they'd be awfully close to in with a win. I guess you could look at everything they've done and say, well, you know, win one more game in the Big Ten tournament. They would probably be in the 4-5 game if they win because of tiebreakers. So I don't know. I don't think it would be a bad loss there. So I think so, but it's more certain, I think, for Michigan State.
For today's game, I feel pretty confident in putting Kalen Lucas down for about 20 points. Who's the second option going to be today?
Well, Draymond Green is a guy who should have a huge game every time against these guys. I know they switch man and zone, but he's a zone buster in the middle of the zone. And certainly when they go man, who are they guarding him with? Smotrich, you know, Novak. I mean, you know, he should be able to, really you should be able to go through him a lot offensively. But again, it's the question of the ankle is going to be big. And stamina, too. He has missed so much practice over the last few weeks now that I think he's a guy who's probably going to struggle to play 30 minutes. But he's number two. I think you need a number three. I mean, Keith Appling had his 18 points the other night, but let's face it, that was his first double-digit game since January 15th. You can't count on him to put two in a row together. I mean, if he does give him 10, 12 points, that's huge for them. But, I mean, to me, look, Darrell Summers is going to get open shots today when Michigan zones. They're going to go that 1-3-1, I think, maybe extensively today. And, you know, Darrell's going to get open looks. If he hits some, I like Michigan State. But right now, I picked Michigan today based on the fact that I just don't know if Michigan State has enough guys to make shots to win this game.
Joe, why don't more teams go two zone against Michigan State?
Well, I think it basically just comes down to which team you're talking about. A team that has it in the arsenal, I think it will use it. Iowa used it the other night. Minnesota pretty much for the whole game went with that 2-3, which they kind of have to do anyway. But I think Michigan will do it more today than Michigan did in the first meeting. But then again, you know, if you're Purdue and you play that in-your-face man, that also hurts Michigan State. I mean, Michigan State offensively has some weaknesses right now. But I do think if they get an NCAA tournament, things like that, teams they play that do play a zone or have a zone in the arsenal will use it a lot against them because, I mean, it's just simple. You look at Michigan State, who's hitting jump shots right now?
Joe Rexroad, Lansing State Journal with us. Joe, real quickly before we let you go, what is the number one thing Michigan State has to change from that first matchup if they want to win it at Ann Arbor?
That's a good question. I think, you know, the thing is that you could say, well, guard Zach Novak, but let's face it, that's just not your top defensive priority. He went nuts on him, and that happens. But, you know, to me, Michigan State needs to rebound better. I mean, the fact that Michigan drew even that game, that should not happen. And I think Michigan State, look, I mean, Michigan State has to make shots again. I go back to it to win this game. But I think if Michigan State can do what it's done in some of these past games against Beeline teams and absolutely pound on the boards, then you give yourself a better chance. And some of that is just effort. And I do think Michigan State is going to have max effort today. There's no doubt about that.
Can we get your max prediction? I know you said Michigan, but what do you think the score is going to be?
Yeah, I went 66-61. I do think Michigan's playing better basketball right now. And I think Chrysler Arena, they're doing a better and better job of keeping Michigan State fans out and bringing in their own fans. I think it's going to be the best atmosphere, pro-Michigan atmosphere in there in a long time.
It helps when people show up to the game. Joe, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy the game today.
Okay, good talking to you guys. Thanks.
Okay, Joe Rexroad, Lansing State Journal with us. Always good stuff from Joe. Always good to hear from him. When we come back, we'll have our final segment. We'll break down Michigan State and some other games going on today. Duke Carolina play today as well. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.